I guess. Anyways, all right. So, have you ever thought about the significance of a caterpillar? Caterpillars seem like little yucky, creepy crawlers, but they're actually food for many birds and insects. They protect farmers' crops from pesky beetles like aphids, and ultimately they turn into butterflies, which help to pollinate flowering plants and food crops. Some are bright and beautiful. Some are hairy and a little bit scary. But each one has that skin for a purpose, for protection along the process of becoming a beautiful butterfly, fulfilling their true potential. When you think about it, we are all a little like caterpillars, roaming around trying not to get crushed by the obstacles life throws at us, trying to avoid getting squished by the negativity and self-doubt. But no matter how hard we try, there are always those times where we feel we've been defeated. And that's when we must look to God. He is our strength, our protection. He will lead us and guide us through our journey of growing and becoming. We are all called by God to do something in His kingdom. And what one person is called to do may be vastly different from what you or someone else is called to do. Each of you has a unique contribution to make. But just like a caterpillar, we all go through a process of growth and development. This is carving out daily devotion of prayer, studying the Word of God, facing adversity, pushing past resistance and obstacles, and overcoming insecurities. And God can use you during this process if you let Him. Sometimes when we receive God's call to teach a Bible study, to join a ministry, or to even do more in our current ministries, like singing during church service and not just during a youth service. Actually teaching the Bible story in Sunday school instead of just being a helper. Or being responsible for coming up with a craft for that Sunday. Sometimes when we get the call, we start making excuses. All the I'm nots, what ifs, I don'ts. We let our insecurities, self-doubt, and fear hold us back from saying yes. But you are not alone. We all experience those type of feelings. There are a lot of examples in the Bible where people have made excuses of why not, or even questioned God's call for them. We can look at Moses in Exodus chapters 3 and 4 when God spoke to him from the burning bush. He immediately started making excuses of why not. I'm not adequate for the task. Moses said, who am I that I should go before Pharaoh? But God reassured him, I will be with you. I will go with you. I don't know enough. Moses was scared that the Israelites might ask him questions that he couldn't answer. And that's when God told him, don't worry about having all the answers. God says that I am that I am. People won't take me seriously. Moses was afraid that the Israelites wouldn't believe or obey what he said. God gave him powerful signs to show them and prove himself, like his rod turning into a serpent. I'm no good with words. Moses said, I don't know what to say. I'm not eloquent with words, and I stutter. God told him, it's okay. I will help you speak. I will teach you what to say. And the last excuse we see Moses use is, I'm not willing. Moses begs God to send someone else. Even after all the reassurance God gave him, the promises that he would be with him always, and make provisions for him every step of the way. Moses does end up stepping out in faith and obedience to God. And God sends Aaron as a spokesman. And Moses goes on to lead the Israelites out of Egypt. And God is with him every step of the way. Another excuse we see used in the Bible is, I'm too young. We can look at Jeremiah. God told him he ordained him a prophet unto the nations while he was yet in his mother's womb. Jeremiah's response was, I don't know how to speak. I'm only a youth. God called Gideon to save Israel from the Midianites. His response was, how can I? I'm too young and poor. Esther was afraid to talk to the king without being summoned first. But through prayer and fasting, she finds the courage in the midst of her fear to risk her life and reputation and ends up saving the Jews. All of these people go on to do great things once they just say yes and trust God and follow his instructions. I don't know if any of you can relate to these excuses, but I know I can. When I think about the times God has called me outside my comfort zone, that inner struggle is real. And at times I've let self-doubt and insecurities win. And that's not a good feeling. And it only multiplies those negative thoughts the next time around. But when I have pushed past all the excuses and insecurities, I've grown more confident and felt good afterwards. I remember when I was asked to be a greeter, I remember wanting to say no so bad, I am not going to do that. But I didn't, because I knew there was a need, and I knew I had to push past being introverted and shrug off the label of being shy and just do it. The first time I taught a Bible study, it seemed so nerve-wracking, but it pushed me and helped me to grow in God too. I learned things while teaching that study about God, myself, and others. I read scriptures I had never read for myself. I listened to the archives of Brother Stetton's radio Bible studies just to get insight on how to teach certain lessons. And I realized it's okay to not have all the answers to every question, but to search it out and go back to the next study with an answer. God understands our doubts and our fears. He uses our weaknesses to lead us to depend on him. And through our weaknesses, we experience his strength. 1 Samuel 16:7 says, the Lord doesn't see the things the way you see them. People judge by the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. God sees into our hearts. He doesn't see what the world sees or what we at times fail to see. He sees the abilities we aren't even aware we possess. He can see our full potential. He calls us conquerors, blessed, worthy, and chosen by him. Being secure in your own skin means accepting who you are, both the desirable parts and the not-so-favorable parts. Knowing that other people's opinions are not a credible source of validation. Sometimes, on a really bad, insecure day, you can't even believe everything your own mind tells you. Try replacing those negative thoughts with scriptures. And if the scriptures I passed out, we'll just go around and read those as some examples. Who
would like to start? I'll start.
Okay.
So my scripture is Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 through 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek his will in all you do, and he will show you which path to take.
You want
to start? Joshua 1, verse 9. I have not commanded you, be strong and courageous, Do not be afraid, do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go.
Philippians 4, verse 13. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me.
Romans 8, 37. Now in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us.
Philippians 4, 19. And my God will meet all your needs according to the riches of his glory and in Jesus Christ.
Jeremiah 29, verse 11. For I know the plans I have for you, desires the Lord, plans to prosper with you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future.
Psalms 139, verse 14. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, in that my soul knoweth right well.
2 Corinthians 12, 9 through 10. But he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore I will boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may rest upon me for the sake of Christ. Then I am content with weaknesses, insults, hardships, persecutions, and calamities. For when I am weak, then I am strong.
2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16 through 18. That is why we never give up. Though our bodies are dying, our spirits are being renewed every day. For our present troubles are small and won't last very long. Yet they produce for us a glory that vastly outweighs them and will last forever. So we don't look at the troubles we can see now. Rather, we fix our gaze on things that cannot be seen. For the things we see now will soon be gone, but the things we cannot see will last forever.
Philippians chapter 4, 6 through 7. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and
petition,
for thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Jesus Christ.
Ephesians 4:29. Don't use foul or abused language. Let everything you say be good and helpful, so that your words will be an encouragement to those who hear them.
And that last scripture, when I read that, I wanted to make sure I said, like, I know the ending says to all that hear them, but when you're talking, you talk to yourself, you hear yourself. I know that sounds silly, but so don't beat up yourself, don't bring down yourself with those negative thoughts. You can see how much God loves you through his scriptures, through his word. There's so many scriptures about don't be afraid, I'm with you. So whenever you need some encouragement, look to the word. So instead of being scared and making excuses, we should look to scriptures and get strength and confidence from God's word. We must make our relationship with God priority. Learn to trust God's timing and provisions. Realize that pain and hard seasons in life are for growth and character development. And know that anything you do in God's kingdom, no matter how big or small it may seem, is significant. Mother Teresa once said, "We ourselves feel that what we are doing is just a drop in the ocean, but the ocean would be less because of that missing drop." Think about that for a minute. Now I'll leave you with this. One day, a girl was walking down a path when she spotted a butterfly chrysalis that was about to open. As she watched, a small opening appeared in the chrysalis. So she sat and watched the butterfly for several hours as it struggled to force its body through the little hole. Suddenly, it seemed to stop making progress. It appeared as if it had gotten as far as it could go and couldn't go any further. So the girl decided to help the butterfly. She took a pair of scissors and opened the chrysalis. The butterfly then emerged easily, but it had a teeny withered body and its wings were shriveled. The girl continued to watch because she expected at any moment the wings would open and expand and be able to support the butterfly's body. But to her disappointment, neither happened. In fact, the butterfly spent the rest of his life crawling around with a withered body and shriveled wings. It was never able to take flight. What the girl didn't understand is that the restrictive chrysalis was the struggle required for the butterfly to get through the teeny opening. Were nature's way of forcing strength from the butterfly's body into its wings so that it would be ready for flight once it freed itself. Sometimes struggles are exactly what we need in our lives. If we were allowed to go through life without any obstacles, it would cripple us. We would not be as strong as we could have been, never able to fly. We each have insecurities or things about ourselves we wish we could change. Instead of letting things hold us back from doing what God has called us to do, if we'll just embrace them, draw closer to God, and immerse ourselves in His will, when it's our time to emerge, He will reveal us in our perfect state, and we will have the strength to soar.
I guess just keep it going, or should I stop it and then restart?
Yes, just stop it and restart. I guess so.